Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
40 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
39 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
38 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
38 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
34 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory.
W8FU.
Frost advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Fog.
34 degrees.
WBAE. Good morning, Walter. How are you? Kind of crisp here this morning. W8FU.
Well, good morning, Sean. Yeah, I think it was 41 when I looked up the weather about an hour ago. Pretty good. Doing a little reading. I'm off my tablet, and in a few minutes, turn on the weather channel, see how it's going. I don't know if you ever knew him, Ed, W-A-T-D-X. Lived in Warren, around 11 in DeQuinder. Him and his wife bought up Fort Myers. Anyway, I gave him a call yesterday. They were hunkering down in a hotel. Anyway, I wish them best. I tell you what, there's going to be a whole mess at state after all this, really.
No, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today when the sun comes up and can start seeing things. I don't know if you remember Joe Fiorini, NADLDL. He's, I forget what his call is now, but he was one of the repeater trustee guys back in the day. Anyhow, he's down in Punta Gorda. I talked to him yesterday, and he said he's in place at home, and because he wasn't in evacuation. That took that right, and it hit a little further south in the perspective, so I don't know if that changed things, but I got some other friends who evacuated up to the Panhandle, and, but you know, that's still under, that's still messing with Helen. The guy I work with, he is supposed to be on a plane today at 3 p.m., heading for Jacksonville to go to a wedding, so scrim that one. We'll see.
Joe, I remember, but the waste is a terrible thing to mind in my case. Yeah, most of the aircraft, civilian and military, they didn't fly them out of state. God, I can't remember what storm it was a number of years ago, but Southridge got military aircraft from down south. I forgot what state, but to give you an idea, you know, they get the big money, the big money items out of the area. And, of course, the families of the pilots are left on their own. I mentioned something else. And damn it, I can't remember. Anyway, the furnace came on yesterday. I go, what's that noise? It was the furnace. It came on a little bit today. Yeah, we'll see. I didn't make the lark in the park yesterday. But I guess they had a good time. They always do. And maybe Sunday, 168.
Yeah, that sounds good. Got to, I got nothing else, I think, going on Sunday, so that works. Saturday, I'm going to participate in a simulated emergency test or whatever, a set, with the local ARSPS or whatever, ARPSC group. So that's going to be a first for me.
Well, good for you. Good for you. No, my days of volunteering are over. The best, though, was when a group of us volunteered with the Salvation Army. That was really neat. It was. Until they called them captains, you know, who did the various, like, units, I guess you'd call them. Anyway, the next two captains they got, this is out of Mount Clemens, they're real idiots. They really were. It's a shame you got to call people, you know, men of God and idiots, but these guys were just whack jobs, and it just fell apart.
Well, that's unfortunate. So, we're trying to, I'm coming at those kind of things from a different angle. You know, what can I do for you? Do you guys need anything? Equipment or, place to meet or something like that? That's more the angle I take on that. Because I got to be realistic. If there were any kind of emergency, obviously the day job would have me, so I wouldn't really be available to participate with the ARPSC group. But I thought I'd help out this time because it's just the state of affairs is pretty bad. There's been no significant leadership for a number of years, and you guys, you know, are looking to, you know, get things squared up and try to grow it and make it in the, you know, these little stuff. And it's tough, you know. It's tough to get people volunteering now. So I figured, you know what? What do you need? I'll help out. Give them a body, just in case they need it. So, I think all you do is check in and say, what can I do? So, on Saturday, you're listening to the Mecca. You near the net. I think that's what I was told. All you got to do is give them a point. Just like the contest, all the other counties. There you have it. But I don't know. He's out of my element.
I got what you said, Sean, but there was a lot of, I don't know how to say, like, what, I don't know. Anyway, it almost sounded like you're using a handheld inside your vehicle.
Well, I know when I get right here by work, gets a little persnickety, so that could be that. I am in the parking lot here, just about pulled up.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Well, have a great day. Have a great day, and like I said, you know, I have your phone number. I think you have mine, and maybe we'll plan for Sunday, okay?
I like it. I think it's a plan. So, okay, I'll talk to you then. I'm going to get parked here and get inside a little early today, but why not? WFUs.
Get there early and leave there early. WP80.
That's WAFU, WARUY. Quick question. Oh, I doubled this, whoever that was. Go again.
W8FU from W8RCY, quick question.
Quick answer.
This thing that you're volunteering for on Saturday, is that going to affect breakfast?
It may. I got to look up the times and see. But, yeah, it might. I forgot all about it until yesterday. I was talking with Wally at lunch, and he talked about coming Saturday, and I went, you know what? I might have this. But, yeah, it might. I'll let you know.
Copy that. Well, you have a good morning, and, you know, let me know one way or another. I mean, I'll get there somehow, even if I have to take the bus. But anyway, yeah. All right, have a great day. Take it easy, and end of it all, go Tigers. Have a good one. WARCY.
All right, Donald. I'll let you know. I'm hoping I can make it, but I have to look. I know they sent an email out yesterday. I haven't read yet, so it'll give the time and everything and what's going on. So I'll let you know. WAFU, got to get inside.
Frost Advisory.
K-8, are you 8?
K-8, RUH, mobile. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. 35 degrees. Frost Advisory. Frost Advisory. Frost. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 38 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 10:00 hours.
Sunny.
44 degrees.
WAFU, AB and Pier.
Am I making it?
You are.
I just got one of these little cheap $10 Redivis radios programmed up on the warrant from my office.
Okay, so I'm thinking like 12:30 to 1. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's great. Just let me know where, and yeah, we'll meet.
Okay, I don't know. When I'm done with what I'm doing, I'll call you, and then we'll find some place to meet. Like I said, I can come to your area. It's not a big deal. I'm going to be in the Royal Oak area.
All right, well, I'm in Mount Clemens, so I, you know, it takes me a while to get down that way, but I'll start rolling probably about 12. That'll have me in the area.
Okay, sounds good. Catch later. WAFU-88.
All right, Phil, catch you then. WAFU.
AADKPL.
Good morning, 11:00 hours.
Sunny.
53 degrees.
No, I'm mobile by my HD, so it means I'm walking around the house. Pun intended.
Got it, I think. So, how's the recovery, Tom?
Well, I called the ortho office today because it's been 2 weeks. Still got the collar on. I've been taking it off just kind of move my neck around. And then I asked him about taking the collar off for the bit, and I got a very pronounced, very heavy no. So, back the collar goes back on.
Yeah, I probably would agree with that. There's just too much at risk there. So, oh, look at that guy's getting a pretty new driveway. I could use a pretty new driveway. Yeah, I had brunch yesterday with Sean. He's going to give me a ASL for you, and he forgot, but I'm going to do that. So it's a little bitty repeater over there at your house.
Yeah, and I got in touch with, Dave, KF8S, and actually Captain Don, so... Captain Dunn, when he's available, is going to grab my TYT and the cable, and I'm going to give him the charger, and I'm going to go play with it, see if we can get that GD77 firmware on it.
Yeah, if you get a chance, download the manual. I got a manual somewhere out there, in the open GD77. That makes that radio a real pleasure to use. I mean, it's very intuitive. And it does all the little tricks to get to move around. I mean, like you hit like the two-dot button on the side and the up arrow when you change the talk groups. And I don't know if that's the secret code, but that makes that radio really, really nice, that open GD77. It just, I really couldn't stand that radio until I saw that firmware, and I put that firmware on it. Now if I have to go someplace and I want to get on some frequency in a hurry, That's the radio I grab. I actually grabbed that before I grabbed the $300 any tone, believe it or not.
Yeah, it says that the program is, the software is good for the UV380, the MB-UV380, which is what mine is. It's not the, it's not the straight 380, but it's the UV380. And I downloaded the software. I got my USB before, but since the driver is in the radio, not actually inside the USB cable, it doesn't find the port. So, letting Captain Don play with it, I'm more than happy to let him do what he, do his magic that he does.
Well, that's the magic about everybody in ham radio. Everybody is really good at something. I know he's really good at talking to the spaceship. So, you know, everybody's really good. Sean is really good at making repeaters work across the state, you know. Dave is really, really good at interfacing all the stuff via computers. So everybody's got something that's kind of their niche, and everybody gets together and makes it work.
Oh, yeah, and I'm highly appreciative of everybody. And then I got Paul, KCBDK. He was like my first person that I met personally, and we became pretty good friends on it. And I didn't realize that he worked with Sean. So I've been to their shop. It's pretty interesting. And I've been to a couple sites and how they're set up. And, man, I just love the way Motorola does things. I have to honestly be clear about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm good at. I'm good at, like, the XPRs, and the DMRs, making them all work on ham, doing the best I can to make them ham-friendly, things of that nature. Sean gave me one of his yesterday that he uses for screwing around, and he wanted me to throw some more frequencies in it and make it so it can get programmed on the front screen. So, you know, it's not that he can't figure it out, because God knows he's three times the radio guy I am, but, you know, that's just my niche, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just kind of like what I'm into, so I can't really, I got to turn left here just a second.
Yeah, between you, Captain Don, Dave, Sean, and Paul, I mean, you guys are just a wealth of information. I mean, I since 98, but mostly just mobile and talking here and there. But since I met you guys, the knowledge base that I have is just...
Yeah, what license do you have right now? Are you a technician or a general? What one do you have right now?
Code tech is what they called it back in 98, so I'm just a tech.
Well, actually, you know, as long as you're... draft at home, the I forget the name of the program you can get on your phone, and it's really good. And I went from Code Tech or Tech Plus or whatever to Extra in like 3 weeks. So, and you can take the tests online. The W8VY guy, he's been around forever, and they proxy the test, and there's three of them sitting there staring at you at a computer while you're doing it and everything else, and it takes two computer or anything else like that, but you know, it's not too bad to get right nowadays.
Yeah, I got another friend, W8QRY, John Little, over in Madison Heights. I talked to him on the double nickel repeater. He's also an old coworker of mine. And he gave me this email to submit to. They do classes every Monday night around 7:30, I think, to get my general. So, but if you get a chance and if you want to drop me a link on my email, I updated my QRZ the other day, so I got a proper email in there. And maybe I'll take a look at that.
Ham Radio Prep. Great. The guy does the talking, explains everything to you, gives you all the sample tests, all the questions, things like that. And you just keep taking tests till you get yourself into the 90th percentile and then go. go online or go visit one of your local clubs and go take the test. So, but I used that one, and I think there was another one called Ham Study Guide. I used both of those, and, you know, as long as you're there and trapped, you know, it might be something that would take away a little bit of time for you to advance it. So, I mean, I know nothing about HF, and that's one of the things on my bucket list is HF, but things have been really busy for me lately, and when things get unbusy, that's my next quest. And there's a lot of people, Greg, BSI, I can't forget a couple of the other ones. And that is definitely on my bucket list to learn that stuff. And get an HF radio, so it looked cool in my office, you know.
NHF rig is on a wish list, but a very far wish list. You know, I've got enough HF. Plus my laptop, I'm doing Echolink on it. My Alinka Mobile is in my work van, so I really don't have an area for a ham shack, I guess you can say. I'm putting an HF rig up with a big old antenna. Well, then I got to go to Planning Commission. Oh, wait, I'm on that. And I have to check and see about antenna height and cable and all that other stuff. You know, being attacked and talking on 2 meter 440 has been a lot of fun. You know, maybe get up into the higher frequencies there, you know, up into the gigahertz eventually one day.
Yeah, very good. Okay. All right, yeah, I'll send you those two links. I think there was a charge for one of them, not a charge for the other one, but the one that did charge, it was well worth it. The instructor is really, really good. So I got to let you go. My phone is blowing up and my texts are blowing up because I got a guy that can't find a 230-volt contactor, and I think they're at home in my house. So I'll talk to you later. KTKTO, I hope I got that right. NHKPP.
NHKPP 73, and you are correct. KC8KJO, Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar, KC8QJO 73. Be safe.
KE8VSI Mobile.
What's going on, Greg? NADDF.
Hey, how are you? Not a lot, just making a run to Jersey Mike's for some lunch.
Hey, man, hope you're doing well. I'm pulling into Cabela's right now. I'm picking up some ammo for duck season opener this weekend, and then heading down to Wingstop to get lunch.
Ah, that's a good lunch hour. Ammo and wings.
I'll be right back. NADDF.
KE8VSI.
Hi, Greg.
Just figured I'd say hi for a couple minutes.
KPP.
Good afternoon, Wally. Well, not quite afternoon, but close enough. What you up to?
Heading towards Lake Orion.
Going to stop at the post office here real quick, and then got to go visit a client, something about, we sold them a lift and it doesn't fit in the hole or some damn thing. I ain't quite figured it all out yet.
Ah, so the usual for you. Very good. You got a nice day to drive around, that's for sure. Didn't realize how nice it was out here.
Well, we lost their 70, but we at least we got nice sunshine, clear skies. And we're not in Florida, so all is good.
Yeah, copy that. They got shockers, that's for sure.
Yeah, they got shockered. They didn't get shockered as bad as I thought they were going to get shockered, you know, because it was up there for a long time. It was a 5 and 185 mile an hour wind. That's like a massive tornado everywhere. At least when she hit land, she was only a little over 100, so a lot of the structures can handle that down there. So, for them, good for them that it didn't hit the shoreline in Category 5. So,
I've been watching, and very interesting. They did get a little bit of luck on their side as far as the strength's going down, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm pulling into the Jersey Mike's, and you are at the end of your rope. You were cutting in and out at the end there, so I will talk to you later on, KKVFI.
Okay, I will try Romeo.
Talk to you later. NAKBB.
NADDF.
VSI just got back to the vehicle, got myself at home.
Yep, and I gotta have a good team car, which isn't exactly right around the corner from here. You see that Cabela's on all road closed?
Negative, no, I did not know that.
I went to go there the other day and they were, literally the signs on the door and they were inside cans all down. So, had to eat up the disgusting Cabela that's next door.
Okay, dang. That's a bummer.
Yep, I like that place. Did you go to that Jersey Mike's that's, what is that, over, is it over by Canada? Grand Vision or something like that, right over there?
Jersey Mike's at 23 Mile and M53 by the Walmart.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's a little bit closer.
Yeah, there's a wing stop here as well. And there's also some other wing place right by my house at 24 and Hayes. Wing Snob got it the other day. It was very good, but definitely pricey.
Wing Snob at 18 in Garfield. Yeah, I know. I just ordered lunch for my boss, and I was $40 for the 10-piece meal.
Yeah, I was shocked when I hit the button and I got the total. So, what are you going to do? But it was good. The wings were large and done very well. The sauce was good. So, I guess that's, you know, if you want quick and easy or close and easy or whatever. And good. It was good. So, got to pay for it, I guess.
Warren, yeah, I was over at 94. I said P-Dubs has been that expensive forever, so I guess it is what it is. It's just unfortunate how much all this food costs.
Yeah, I've been noticing that P-Dubs as well. I guess that's how you can keep track of things, because they're all over it, up and down and whatnot. And yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, sir. I gotta hop off, so I gotta make a work call before I get down there, and then gotta head back to the office. So it's good talking to you, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you here soon. NADDF, I'll be clear up to yours.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy your lunch and your drive back. KE8BSI.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees.
I guess I'll wave hello because nobody seems to be answering you, and I don't want you to think your radio's not working. So, good afternoon, W8RCY, waving a hand.
Oh, I never call. I just poke it out there in case I'm traveling at the same time someone else is traveling. That's all it is anymore. So it looks like the thing starts at 8:30 on Saturday, but I can do it completely remotely. So I'm going to figure out. The problem is the repeaters. I have to be able to operate. Difficult to work there. And I could do it right there. I could get other. I could hand the radio to other people and check in.
Okay, well, we'll just keep it open for now, and I'll just plan on it for Saturday, and, you usually call out Saturday morning, I usually respond, so we'll just play it by ear. If you're able to make it, if not, I'll get up there somehow.
you know, see the other guys and so on and so forth. So, yeah, either way, one way or another, I'll show up. So, all right. Well, all the other guys were on the radio before you chimed in. Dakota, Greg, a couple other people, they were all talking, and they're all out to lunch now. So you're in a bad way, I guess, late to the party. I was listening to them. So. All right. Yeah, again, we'll talk to you later. Have a good afternoon, and make the best of it. WERCY, we're back to listening.
W8FU, 88PR.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just finishing up. I'm just finished up here. What do you want to meet?
Well, you got any place in particular that you like? Things that come to mind is Red Coat Tavern. I don't know. What else? There's a lot of things around there.
Well, I can go anywhere. It doesn't matter. I got time. So the Red Coat's kind of dark, I think, and expensive.
Yeah, that's right. It is dark. That's true. That won't work. Where are you at right now, roughly?
Roughly Woodward and 11 Mile.
I'm going to be getting on 16 Mile Road here at Grossbeck, heading west. So just let me think here. It'd be cool to do something different. You got any suggestions?
I don't really know the east side that well, you know, as much as you do, so I don't know the places that we've been.
Right, we also want some place that's okay with laptop and all that happy horse poop. I mean, most places probably will be in this day and age, but, all right, give me, I'm not holding you up, but you got a few minutes, you said you're almost done, so I got a few minutes before I can think here for a minute.
No, I'm in the car, I'm kind of starting to head north and east, so I don't know, you could do Mexican, you could do Middle Eastern. Okay.
Hey, you know, I just don't know what it's like inside as far as dining in, but there's always Bucharest Grill right there at 13 Grash, Woodward.
I don't know either. I've been in there, but I can't picture. I know I needed like a countertop next to the window. I didn't really look at the table situation.
You wanna take a peek and just call me here, because I'm, like I said, I'm heading that way. And just say it'll work or it won't work. If it won't work, I think there's a place on Woodward north of 13, you know, like kind of a dining. There, I mean, there's tons of places right there. Just pick the first one. But you wanna go check that out? Yeah, Bucharest would be great if they could accommodate.
Yeah, that other place is, I think, called The Avenue. Yeah, it's a good place. I've eaten there. I like it. You want to just do that?
Okay, that works. You know, like I said, I'm a ways out. I don't know. But you said it's called The Avenue?
At least it used to be. I don't know if they changed anything. Yeah, it's on the west side of Woodward, just north of 13.
All right, well, you'll be ahead of me. Why don't you go check it out, and then you just make the call and just say, yep, this is it, and I'll set my course for 13 to Woodward.
Roger. See you there. Maybe it's here. I don't have my hand all with me, so I'll just...
Just let me know when you decide, and then, all right. Of course, you got DV switch, so, all right, catch you in a bit, W8FU. All right, I popped the avenue in my GPS here, and it's telling me 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Actually, I can make another quick stop here or something, kill a little bit of time. So, yeah, sounds good.
Okie doke. Sounds like a plan. I'll see you there in a bit.
Maybe it's here.
W8, I'm here.
Sean, how does your GPS have you coming?
Well, I'm on 16 at the Quinner, and they keep wanting me to drop south, but I'm going to run this all over for a ways. But I'm at 16 in the Quinner.
Okay, because there's a problem, something going on 13 mile west of Woodward, and they got the road blocked off going westbound, so people who are going south on Woodward trying to turn onto 13 are being backed up almost to the restaurant, so just be aware of that.
I mean, chances are I'm going to come at it, I'm going to be on 13 coming into it. You said it'd be better probably coming, you know, getting on Woodward at north of it and coming south?
Possibly. I don't know how long this thing's going to be going on. They got ambulances, fire engine, stuff like that. So they're not letting anybody go west on 13. So everybody has to go north on Woodward. So, I mean, it's flowing, but who knows if it's just going to get worse or not.
All right. Well, I mean, that's where I'm heading for. So 17 minutes. You know, unless I'm not married to that. We can go anywhere. So if you want to get away from that, let me know.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I got time. I can go anywhere. So if you want to meet somewhere even more closer to you, that's fine with me, too, if you think of a place.
I discovered a really, really great place at 14 in Campbell the other day. I know they do brunch and coffees. It's called like Mia's Bakery or something like that. The place is amazing. I'm pretty sure they had full, you know, full lunch menu.
All right, what's the name of it again?
I think it's called Mia's Bakery or something like that, but it's you know where the Outback is there at 14 Mile and Campbell? It's in that shopping center that's around it.
Let's see, okay, let me look and see what they got, unless we got lunch stuff. Yeah, it looks like it's mostly just coffee and drinks, not really place.
I don't know about that. I had a hell of a breakfast there. It was one of the best breakfasts I ever had. The place is amazing. But, yeah, it's coffee for sure, but they specialize in stuff. But, I definitely have food there. I just don't know if they have lunch foods. They have breakfast foods for sure.
Well, their website does not show any details. Other than the coffees. Let me see here. So, we got a cafe menu, custom cakes, sweet tables, mini desserts. Yeah, it doesn't show anything about like a lunch menu.
Right, but like I said, I was physically there a week or so ago and quite delighted. But I'm okay with just heading, I'm at 16 in Rochester right now, so I'm probably going to head south on Rochester, which will become Stevenson. That'll put me, you know, I'm still on track for the other one.
Okay, that's fine. We'll stay here. All right, I'll go inside and get a table and stuff. See you then. Maybe if you...
I wish Herschel's was still around. That'd be perfect.
When did that go away? I remember going there as a kid.
I don't know, but it's been quite a while. God darn it. This thing is crabbing at me. It's been quite a while that it's been gone, but God, we used to go there all the time. Of course, you know, the repeater was right underneath it, so it was right underneath the repeater, so Herschel's was always where we met when we did repeater work.
Yeah, it makes sense. I remember it was like last year of high school. That's the last time I went.
Dave, do you know how to put this 500 in the crossband repeat mode?
Not offhand. I can look it up if you need it urgently.
No, I don't need it at all. I just was going to, the next question was going to be, is it tricky or is it easy or whatever, but it's not important. Saturday I may set it up so that I can do the breakfast and just go check into the SatNet.
Yeah, it usually involves turning the radio off, turning a couple buttons down. Well, first you do is you go into VFO mode on both the top and the bottom, set all your power settings and tone squelches, blah, blah, blah. Once you have the A and the B bands set to the what you're going to want to crossband, then you would shut the radio off, and then you hold down a couple button sequences, and it turns it into crossband repeat mode. And then to turn it off, you do do it again.
All right, I'll have to check that out. I'll have to play with it a little bit. Just I want to make sure I'm comfortable with it before using it for a something official. So I'll play around with it later, maybe.
W8SC.
Go ahead, KF8S.
Good afternoon. This is Mark for W8SC. I'm headed your way with that item.
Alrighty, I won't be there, but Paul will. You can give it to him.
Will do. Leaving the driveway right off the fire station. Thank you. Appreciate it. Worked out well. All set.
Okay, good deal. You don't have to be in a hurry if. But if this is convenient, this is a convenient time to return at time, but you don't have to make a special trip.
No, I got the time, and next week's a little backed up, so I'll get it done online. No big deal.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
W8MSC.
Oh, man, I'm over here at Crooks and 16, heading south on Crooks, and, man, a lot of traffic out here.
Yeah, and it's lunchtime, everybody's scrambling around, so. Yeah, I confirmed it. There's like two buttons, I think, you hold down, and they'll say X repeater on your radio. You won't be able to use your radio after that, though. It basically turns it into a... you got to have a handheld or something.
Yeah, I'll probably set up an HT with an odd split, and I'll just do the MB. There's a couple of repeaters I need to be able to operate that just not quite. I'll be able to hear them, but I won't be able to get into them. So I set the car up just across me, UHF to VHF, to the input to the repeaters. Because I got to try to, from over near... the breakfast place at 13 and the Quinner, I got to try to get into the 7.2 and the 7.18. So I'm going to need a little help if I'm going to do that. I should be able to hear them adequately.
Yeah, I've done it before where I just crossband the input. I listen to the output, and I just crossband the input. You just have to be careful as long as somebody else isn't close to you or in your antenna range, it'll crossband over to the other side. But there's probably ways to figure out how to, squelch that or whatever.
Yeah, I just put a... unusual PL tone or even a digital squelch on it or something. But I don't know. We'll have to see. And I'm just in a rough area there. The Mount Clemens repeaters are don't work the best over where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel like the Mount Clemens repeaters favor north. more than west. There's something blocking the west. I don't know if it's at McLaren Hospital or what. I always had trouble, like, for example, the Yusika fusion repeater could never get in from my house with an HT, though I should be able to, right? So I could never figure that one out. But if you're north of Mount Clemens, it seems to be fine, or even south, or on the east side of where the repeaters are.
Right, right. So, all right, I'm going to pay attention. I'm at 14 and Crooks. I got to turn on Normandy here, run that over to Woodward's, whatever I got to do to get on Woodward. And so I'm gonna check my map and see what's going on, see if I want to do an alternate route. W8FU.
Yeah, you guys should go to the original pancake house for lunch. That's always good. Spike all your sugars, so. Talk to you later. Can't beat us.
I did that yesterday with Wally, so I need a break.
Hey, Sean, I'm on DB switch here. I'm on the road, in a booth on the Woodward side, along the windows.
All right, sounds busy. I am at Crooks in Normandy, so it says it still says I'm 5 minutes out. Good grief. Anyhow, traffic was not the greatest. On my way.
Roger, all set up. I even downloaded the database. See, we don't have to wait for that. It takes a little while. So we're good. See you shortly. Maybe a clear.
Place sounds crowded. All right, see you in a few. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees.
November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu radio test. KU8WMU, this is NHVDZ. KWMU, this is NHVDZ. Are you out there, Paul? Nothing here. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu Mobile.
KIKPP, back in the battle.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees.
ACA2JQ.
K8RUH mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees.
Hey, man. I have a question.
Who are we questioning? Or did I hit the wrong button again? N8KBB.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees.
This is double U8 CMC.
Anybody around?
All depends on the meaning of around, KCKJL.
Well, you're either a round or you're a square. And I certainly am a round, but some people are a square. This is Whiskey 8 Cash, my check. My name is Colin, and I'm in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Over.
I like that. Cash my check, CMH, or CMC. I like that. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, call sign of Kilo Charlie 8, Juliet Oscar. You may remember as KCA Cujo. How's it going down there in Florida? How are you guys faring?
We're doing well. A couple tornadoes ripped through the town here during the hurricane event. We had rip-roaring winds all night, just whipping everything around. A lot of downed tree, and woke up to a bunch of news report talking about downed tornado and house, multiple house failures. So we experienced it up here, but thankfully we were blessed here in our community that most of the damage was just uprooted trees. Now the reason for that is because this is a new community, and these are new trees, baby trees, as a matter of fact. So the baby trees got blow over. So I guess we'll be waiting for crew to come real soon and fix up baby tree from double U8CMC. Back to you, Cujo.
Well, I'm glad everybody is okay down there. Trees can be replaced, lives cannot. As long as you're safe, that's all that matters. And we're hoping that everybody that was in the path, even though the damage is pretty bad, I hope everybody made it out okay. That's my biggest prayer.
That's a for shizzle, my nizzle, in the words of Snoop Doggy Dogg, who really doesn't mean anything because he's just another idol to worship, and we don't do that. But I just like saying for shizzle. Sounds like you're going through a repeater. I hear a little crackle and pop, which indicates RF. Which repeater are you going through? I'm a native of Detroit, and I've got actually several repeaters on the air, still on the air in Detroit. 44465 and 443725, and a bunch of other ones. You'll have to check out my QRZ page, but I got a whole bunch of repeaters up there. And used to live off of 8 Mile in Wyoming, and I kind of miss it up there because the reason why I miss it is because the fellowship I had in ham radio, it was really cool. But this new community I just moved to, they're very radioactive, so I'm looking forward to meeting new friends. My last community, not so active, Palm Beach County for ham radio, but St. Lucie County and Martin County, bing, bing, bing. These clubs are real active, and so are the people. I got on 5-2 the last couple of days, 146-5-2 Simplex, and two different stations immediately came back to me. It was pretty cool. So just enjoying that. Back over to you.
I am actually hitting the Richmond repeater for Flying Beers.
Okay. Very good, Richmond. Okay, that's one of Sean's repeaters. And I used to talk to Sean and all of the gang on this repeater. There was Barbecue Bob. There was, what is this called? WC80. My favorite, WA80, passed away. And not sure what happened with his estate and everything, but that was a tragedy. That was a true lover of radio. We had quite the gang on here, and several other ones that we would get on throughout the week. Kind of missed that, but I'm looking forward to this new ham life here. Going to get my HF set up pretty soon. Just unpacked a bunch of boxes and got furniture together. So, Richmond, so where do you actually live?
I live 10 miles north in Memphis, right at the very northeast corner of Macomb County.
Wonderful. Yeah, I wasn't very in tune to Macomb County. My mom had a condo before she sold it. She had a condo there and a condo here. And that was up in, I want to say, where that prison is. What is that? Mount Clemens? I think it was Mount Clemens, and so I was really unfamiliar with Macomb County. I was mostly a west side, always a west sider of Detroit growing up, never really exposed to the east side like that.
Yeah, I guess if you look on the map, if you go to Google Maps and bring up Memphis, you'll see, like I said, I'm literally in the northeast corner of the county. If I go across the street through my neighbor's backyard and cross Boardman Road, I'm in St. Clair County. I am that close to St. Clair County. But it's just a quiet little one-square-mile community up here, and I'm using my little bow fang, and quite surprised that I'm doing pretty well hitting the Richmond repeaters, and so Sean keeps the system up all nice and stable, and just phenomenal work that he does with all the sites.
Well, that's his job. For something else that he does, I guess the ham thing is just his little hobby on the side for it. And he could probably do better, but he's limited to his access and, you know, what they have available on the tower. So and his rooftop site. So I get it. But ultimately, if he had full access to everything, whatever he wanted anywhere, and they said, do whatever you want, he'd be at the tippy top on all of them, or near the top, and everything be smoking. But you do the best that you can with what you got. The site that I was on for quite a while, I didn't have anybody that could climb the tower that was on top of the roof, and it took a minute, and then finally found a friend of mine that actually does that for a living. Have our antennas up there. There's pictures on my QRZ. So it's like, you know, when you have the access to it, you can do it. And then if you have the available climbers, you need that too. I don't think Sean's anywhere near a tower climber, so he'd have to have somebody do all that. It's something you want to do one time and not ever have to go back up there again to fix on. So you really try to make it as permanent as you can the first time.
Yeah, I've been to the base of those towers, and that's not a thing for me either. Not that I'm acrophobic, got vertigo, and so my feet stay planted on the ground. I think the tallest I go is maybe an 8-foot ladder for my job, and that's even on a limited ability sometimes. But as I've been talking with Sean over the past few weeks, that I'm off right now on medical vacation, so I just chat with him up on the FBI repeater. The GMARC repeater is that one. I don't know what they're going to do with that one since the rent setting was sold.
Is that Colin?
Oh, wait a minute. The GM repeater has a demise? What? They sold the building? Oh, what is Michael Corelli W8MJC going to ever do with himself now that the GM repeater is got to go? That's terrible. And yes, this is double U8CMC.
Hey, I just wanted to get in here, Colin, and say hi. Haven't heard you in a bit. I'm just sitting down to dinner, though. I heard you in the kitchen, and I wanted to come over here and say hello. And what did I hear? Yes, I'm not a climber. So I gotta get people to do that work for me. There's no question about that. And that Richmond repeater is a new one on the FBI network. We put up there in Richmond. It's working really good in the St. Clair County, so that was what we were looking to do. But anyhow, I just wanted to say hi. I will give you a chance to, one go around here, but I do got to get to my dinner. And are you watching the Tigers? And are you okay, most importantly, with everything that happened the other day, yesterday?
Yes, we're okay, and we moved. We moved from Boynton Beach up to Port St. Lucie. We're an hour north, which actually put us more in the path of the storm. But the tornado, we're on the southwest corner of Port St. Lucie, and the tornadoes were further north. Thankfully, we were blessed. We didn't get any action here other than a few trees toppled over. But like I said, they were young trees, just planted recently. So there was really nothing supporting them other than the boards that they had, but with winds like that, it was impossible. I want to know what happened with the Don's estate and everything. So when you get a chance, I'd like to connect with you on that. I'm just curious how everything went down and played out with the memorial and all that, because I didn't get any word on anything. So back over to you, Sean, from Double UATMC.
Yeah, that's been a weird story, and I will have to catch you up on that next time we talk. But like I said, I do want to get my dinner just came out of the oven, and I was in the kitchen. I kind of heard you in there. I wanted to make sure I caught you before you took off. And of course, go Tigers. Got to be watching the Tigers, man. I know you're still a Detroiter at heart. Oh, nice base hit into inner center. So let me get to dinner, and I will make it a point to get with you. W8CMC from W8FU, after yours. I got to get going.
Yeah, W8FU, W8CMC, 73, what a call. Back over to you. I think it was Jeremy, right?
Nope, Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, KC8KJO, Cujo. Am I a little bit clearer now? I jumped onto Echolink in the house.
Yeah, my apologies, Tom, and you were clear before. I just must have mixed you up with somebody I was talking to earlier. I've got a thousand things going on in my head. But I got you pulled up here, KC8KJO, Memphis, Michigan. Ham since 98. Okay, well, I've been a ham since 97. My former call was KC8IHO, and I was July 31st, 1997 when my license was issued. So I've been a ham 27 years. Back to you.
Well, as you see, I've been around for 26. So, yeah, fun hobby. Love it.
The only thing you're missing is an upgrade. An upgrade would take you into a world of difference. Being on HF has improved my overall skills around electricity, around wavelength, around anything radio related. It really exploded it for me. And now I build portable antennas and design antennas that work for compromised situations. The other day I used a 9-to-1 Ballon and loaded up my rain gutters and talked to a guy in Mexico on 10 meters. You know, just little stuff like that. And then I also have a vertical design that I've been talking all over the country. It's a portable design, but I use it as a base station as well, and gets me booming all over with my 100 watts instead of having to use power. But you'd be doing yourself a service if you joined one of those general classes. You know, they have a general class one day where they go through a majority of the questions, and then the next day you take the test.
I'm actually on a website, I forgot which one it is, where I'm doing a free ham study for my general, and that's what I do most of the day. Like I said, I can't drive right now, medical. I haven't been cleared by the doc, so I'm off to the end of the month. So I just sit here every morning. I just jumped on and did probably about a couple hours worth of ham study, you know, with the test questions and going through all that there. Not faring too bad, but I'm getting there. So that's my next goal, is upgrading to a general.
You won't regret it. It's one of the best things I ever did. I did it in 2014 after a buddy of mine decided he was going to do it. And I said, dang, if he can do it, I can do it. So I did it, and just the best thing I ever did. It really did change the way I look at things. And I didn't realize something from in a hobby could help me outside of the hobby, but it did. It helped me look at things a little bit differently with math and electric theory and measuring things and having the right wavelength. And really cool stuff. But you know what? I'm getting tired here, and I think the lanai is almost prepared so I can sit back out on it. My mom had to put everything basically upside down, and she's getting everything straightened out. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go sit out on the lanai for a little while, cool out. KC8KJO, double U8CMC.
Send me through to you, Colin. KC8KJO. Have a good night, have a good evening, and stay safe down there.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.